run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve, the fields and tunnels never falter, never your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, will guide us.
Well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska with facts and law. What a novel idea. What a novel idea. See, I like their stuff, and I like to cram it right down their throats. But boy, it's taken a long time to find some of this, but it's all coming together. IRS, it is a con, folks. It is a con. Citizen of the United States is a con. I was talking to Curtis Lyson in North Carolina, and he was telling me about Japanese maple trees, where they're grafted to make them so they'll grow bigger. And he was talking about the root system, because they don't like the soil in America that is in Japan. I don't know why there would be a difference in that much in soil, but whatever it is. And it hit me just like this. A citizen of the United States has no country. A citizen of the United States has no country. Why is that monumental? Because, guess what? If you don't have a country, you can't get due process of law, which means law of the land. You gotta have a damn country to get due process of law, called the law of the land. Oh, it's worse than that. So how do they get around it? Oh, you will see them. It's called due process. There's no of law on the end. Due process is the administrative citizen of the United States. Welcome to the rabbit hole. You're having tea with the queen. Off with your head. It's a lie. It's administrative. Due process of law is law of the land. Due process is smoke and mirrors for citizens of the United States that have no country. The Constitution of the United States says they are setting up the government of the United States. Not making a country, they're setting up the government of the United States. Government, big difference. This is why the Supreme Court has ruled over and over, which is if you go into this is these people that fight this citizen. I don't know why this I do give out for anybody that's listening. If very few people ask for it for some reason, I don't know why. The original complaint filed in on Mooney's case, Federal Court of Claims, with all of the attachments. It takes several emails to get it all. I'm not a citizen of the United States. How do you prove it? Well, you have to have evidence. Well, first of all, start with the District of Columbia. What exists in the District of Columbia? Only a citizen of the United States. That's it. They put it in the code. It's in their D.C. code 1-1001.02. Number two, the term qualified elector means a person who is a, quote, citizen of the United States. D.C. code 1-1001.02. Number two. They define it. Well, guess what? A citizen of the United States in D.C. files. He files a form D-40 or D-40EZ. He uses the same 1040s. He uses the same W-2, same W-4, same 1099s. Do you think there might be credible evidence that a citizen of the United States is what the, and you got to use these words, federal income tax in quotation marks. You are pleading anything. And writing letters. Put the law stuff in quotation marks. They do it. You read these cases, they flip-flop back and forth. This is what makes them very confusing until you've been doing this quite a while. And all of a sudden, the light bulb comes on. They are lying out of one side of the mouth. It's like Pelosi, I want to uphold the Constitution of the United States on impeachment, even though we lose houses. You lying bitch. She wouldn't know the laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States if it walked up and bit her in the tush. She is a liar. These cases that these judges write, they will tell you one thing, but if you read carefully, what they're talking about is something else. They will talk about due process of law. Then next thing you know, it's due process. So which is it? Why aren't they the same? Because the due process of a law is the law of the land requires you to be what in these United States? You have to be a citizen of one of the several states. Why? Because only the citizens of the several states have a domicile. And only the citizens of the several states have the elective franchise and the right of suffrage. 15th Amendment says all citizens of the United States have a right to vote. But the court said that doesn't mean anything. All it means is you show up and you can't be discriminated against on going inside. Once you get inside, a citizen of the United States has no meaning. You just can't be discriminated against. Big freaking damn deal. I agree. It shouldn't be based on anything. If you are domiciled in one of the several states, you should have the right to go in and exercise your right of the elective franchise and suffrage. But Congress circumvented that officially in 1993, the National Voter Registration Act. They only have federal offices, and you can only be a citizen of the United States that has no rights of suffrage, no rights of the elective franchise. Oh, and even to add insult to injury, because the citizen of the United States has none of those, we did an amendment so the District of Columbia has an electoral college, a fake electoral college. They have three votes, just like Alaska. I am not making this up. Are you going to hear that anywhere else? I wish we would. I don't know why. These are facts, folks, based on holdings of the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court of the United States is either five or six cases. The D.C. idiots, citizens of the United States, says we want the protection of taxation without representation because we don't have in the House of Representatives and the Senate any representation. The Supreme Court said, guess what, Bubba? If you're a citizen of the United States, you have no, in the Constitution, taxation without representation has no application to you. Really? And they've done it like five or six times. They can't get it through their head that they are not one of the citizens of the several states. That's the Constitution of the United States has application on a limited for the protection of taxation without representation by Congress. They don't have a damn thing to do with those people that are in the District of Columbia. It's not got one damn thing to do with the people that think they're citizens of the United States under the Buck Act that they conned us into signing up a 1940 Buck Act in the federal areas. They don't have no application. They also sued in the District of Columbia. We have a right to an Article III court, a constitutional court, with an independent judge, with the law and equity. Supreme Court come back and say, hey, you dipshits, don't you understand? That Constitution of the United States, Article III, is for the several states. It ain't got nothing to do with you in the, quote, government of the United States in D.C., the District of Columbia, this municipal entity. You don't have that right. We can try you administratively for crimes if we want to. And they do it. And they're doing it. They don't get it. There are different classes of people in our republic. And who you are makes all the difference in the world. If you want to be like Esau and sell your birthright, right of property for some porridge, lentil beans, we sell it for benefits. Now he did it, and it was a done deal. In our republic, you always have, you're a citizen of one of the several states. You have to keep signing up. That's why everything, under the penalties of perjury, I am a citizen of the United States. I don't want nothing to do with that damn inalienable rights and the Creator and Christ and all that stuff. That's all Christian stuff. Hearsay. I don't want anything to do with that. That is part of our republic. The inalienable rights of our Creator. Whether you like it or not. If you don't, get the hell out. Saudi Arabia is looking for some good folks. Iran is really looking for some. They also said in the Supreme Court, if you are a citizen of the United States, I don't care, even if you're in Mexico, I don't care where your land is, we can come and get it because of the benefits. You are receiving a benefit, and therefore, we can take your stuff. Supreme Court said so. Now, if a citizen of the United States only exists in the District of Columbia, and only citizens of the United States use a Form 1040, W-2s, W-4s, 1099s, on and on and on it goes. Aren't those the same forms that are used out here in the hinterlands? Wouldn't that make a good thing of evidence? But I am not a citizen of the United States. Where would I find that? One, you have to put it in the public record. I got to update that. I just keep finding some new stuff. I've been so busy, I just can't get to it. I will get to it. Evidence Rule 901, Number 7, self-authenticating. I am not a citizen of the United States. Use their code. Yeah, that's the thing you will find. It's just like in 7701, withholding agent. They put the constitutional stuff is hidden away in here. You'll find it. They have to have it there. But it's like the valley of the shadow of death. There's a way out of it, but they don't tell you. It's there. It's really hard to find. It's kind of like in the Bible, narrow is the way. So what is, why would you want to be plate 8 USC 1101A? Okay, A, 1101A, 22B. It's codified. Why? There's got to be a difference because they got a thing. It says two things. The term, quote, national of the United States, in quotation marks, means. Got to be one or the other because there's an or in the middle. Or is either or. It says A, a citizen of the United States, or a person, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That's us. If you know who you are. No permanent allegiance, because Slaughterhouse Crookshank says we can proceed forward in the character. Character of a citizen of the United States to enforce certain rights as a, quote, citizen. The character. But we're not one. Because he has no damn country. He has no political rights. If you don't have political rights, you're the same as banks. Banks make, they end up being a citizen of, like, North Carolina. I forget which one it is. As a citizen of North Carolina. Is that the same as somebody that's domiciled, like Curtis? No. They have civil rights. They have no political rights. You have to have political rights, and you have to have civil rights, and you only get those if you got a domicile in one of the several states. And you have to claim it. There's two things. You have to claim I'm a citizen in North Carolina and I am domiciled in North Carolina, one of the several states. Corporations don't have political benefits. I have no idea why, and well, I know why, because we don't have a rule of law. They allow these corporations and PACs to contribute unlimited amount of money because the elections are not even lawful elections. They limit the, quote, citizens of the United States, the individuals. You can only give $5,000 or something. But oh, we can have a corporation do millions. Is there something wrong with this picture? Do you understand why it's that way? Because if we actually had a rule of law, they couldn't do it. Our republic has been overthrown. And if you want to know who did it, take a look in the mirror. It's us. And until we get the knowledge and the wisdom and a backbone and moral fiber to go fight, it's not going to change. I couldn't watch all of Laura Ingraham's up there, her thing, because every one of them said it's up to the community. It's up to the people. They vote in an idiot, another idiot one up there, a woman that says, I'm going to turn loose all criminals and help not do anything to ICE. I am not going to hand anybody to ICE. I don't care what kind of criminal it is. Who would vote for somebody like that? Why are you bitching if they're shooting your children? Shut the hell up. Go bury them. I'm sorry. Sorry for the child's loss, but nothing I can do. You asked for it. Seek and you shall find, and you found it. These democratic cities are war zones. Back in a minute.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're back here. I'm going to get into the federal court equity thing here in a minute. The status, who are you? This is 185 ALR, American Law Review, F, Fed, 1955. On the 10th Amendment. When the 10th Amendment was done, the founding fathers included the people and the several states. And if that wasn't given in the Constitution, it was reserved to the people, we the people, and to or the several states. So you know the 10th Amendment doesn't have any bearing on a citizen of the United States. Can we prove that? Yeah. We have 12 organic amendments, and from 13 up, there's smoke. In this 185 American Law Review, ALR, Fed 155. They talk about the defendants argue that the National Voter Registration Act violates the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Again, they don't use Constitution of the United States. This is another one of the things they do. They go back and forth. The court said defendants' 10th Amendment argument was based on their assertion that the power to regulate registration. Now, the power to regulate registration in the manner set forth in the National Voter Registration Act. They said a whole bunch of nonsense there. Doesn't say anything about the right of suffrage. Doesn't say anything about the right of the elective franchise. But they let the cat out of the bag in a minute. Was not delegated to the United States, thus exceeded Congress's constitutional grant of authority. But the defendants pointed, here's what they do all the time. The defendants pointed to no case which either directly or by analogy supported their position. Well, plain reading of the Constitution is plainly understood. There's two parties, but they're not going there. So then they continue on. As to the defendant's contention that the National Voter Registration Act governs the qualifications of voters now, a right specifically given to the states, the court. And here is what you got to pay real close attention to. The court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote. The National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote. That's the right of suffrage, elective franchise, citizens of the several states, but rather establishes a method by which the qualified voter must follow to exercise the right to vote. See, that doesn't say anything about who's entitled. It's just when you show up. Then they went on to say the 10th Amendment provides no protection for South Carolina because the powers granted to Congress under the provision of the 14th and 15th Amendment of the United States Constitution. Since the Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections. Federal elections. Anytime you see federal citizen, federal common law, federal elections, run like hell. Because you just stepped into the parallel universe. And the National Voter Registration Act is limited to federal elections. The court reasoned, the 10th Amendment is inapplicable by its own terms. Likewise, the court continued, Congress's powers under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. What in the holy hell is going on here? It's not limited by the 10th Amendment. Did it get overturned? No. They created a parallel entity outside of the Constitution for a citizen of the United States that has no political rights. So they can do any freaking damn thing they want. Pelosi, Schiff, AOC and the squad, Crazy Maxine. It's just the people we want in charge of our... And I have found 110 cases I documented out of the Department of Justice in their complaints. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Now I know why. Do you know why? I put it into the public record so it could be cited without printing all the pages if you wanted to. Do you know why United States of America is a sovereign body politic? That's Congress. Do you know why? Because a citizen of the United States has no freaking political rights. It's Congress. They're doing the political rights. A citizen of the United States, regardless of where you are domiciled, in the law of nations or in Mexico or wherever the hell, you only have civil rights. You have no political rights. That's Congress. They're in charge. They admit it. I got 110 cases. How many times do I have to get it? They admit it. Chris, Las Vegas. Question, comment?
Chris. An observation, Ralph, and I think you
there
again.
You are. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Go ahead.
Not a problem. You kind of sprung it on me there, and I had my mute on. It took me a moment to get it unleashed. back to your citizenship status. I recently had some extreme difficulties with the west-left coast of extremists out there that saw Alinsky eggs and getting my passport.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
After the call, you bet.
Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back here. Chris, shoot. What's your question?
Well, I have a couple of informational items for you, Ralph. As I was telling you, I took an extended journey on the path to correcting my status due to obstruction of justice and breach of contract by the Saul Alinskyites over in Los Angeles at the passport office. I had put it in on January the 30th of 2019, and only about a month and a half ago, I finally received it after putting in a complaint. But the journey that I found, the pathway to correcting my citizenship status through travel.gov and their different agencies and putting in complaints to the Secretary of State's IG, their ombudsman, and getting some counsel from them that these particular changes of status to the non-citizen U.S. national that you cited in Title 8 U.S.C. 1101, Section 1101A42B.
It's not a non-citizen national. You can't do that. Can't use the word national. You can't use the word non-citizen. That's not what I was citing, but go ahead.
All right. Ahead. Well, that's one of the two statuses that is listed at the bottom of page 3 on the DSM-11 passport form. You're either a U.S. citizen or a non-citizen U.S. national. That's the former
That's
old non-resident alien.
It says citizen / national of the United States on the bottom of the form. It says citizen / national of the United States. It also says that on the passport, by the way, on the right-hand side of the passport. Citizen / national of the United States. Go ahead.
It is possible they've changed it. However, I do have in possession my 1984 version of the passport agent's manual from the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs. And this is what I discovered on my path of trying to get my passport that they refused to issue. And like I said, it took almost a year to get this thing, a good 9 months anyway. And I found that under 8 U.S.C. 1452, Certificates of Citizenship or U.S. Non-Citizen National Status Procedure, under parenthetical B, application to the Secretary of State for Certificate of Non-Citizen National Status, proof, oath of allegiance, a person who claims to be a national but not a citizen of the United States, may apply to the Secretary of State for a certificate of non-citizen national status upon proof to the satisfaction of the Secretary of State that the applicant is the national but not a citizen of the United States. That's under B1. And then there's a little bit more down under clause under 2.
Okay, well, let me get to the... What status did you finally get?
Well, there's a case called DRC.
No, I'm asking, where did you end up with this? Have you ended up with a status?
Well, I haven't got the certificate of status yet, but I put in my affidavit of status to correct political status.
What are you trying to get to then? Let's get to that. What are you trying to get to?
Well, it says that the Secretary of State is supposed to provide on application under 8 U.S.C. 1452.
I know, but you're not answering my question. Are you trying to be a citizen of Nevada or what?
No, I was born in Oklahoma, so I'm an Oklahoma State American non-citizen U.S. national is my best discernment. And
I don't have any definition of all that, but go ahead.
Well, I've discovered the word term citizen is not what we are deceived to believe it is.
I understand the whole thing here. Let me get down because I've got some stuff I got to need to cover here. I'm running. I don't want to spend all the time on this. The bottom line is you don't want to be a citizen of Nevada then, right? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. This is a Bob state, so I don't want any part of this place for sure.
The bottom line is if you're not a citizen of Nevada, then, okay, you're a citizen of what country? What country you want to be a citizen of?
America.
There is no such thing. That's a citizen of the United States or whatever. It doesn't exist. Are you trying to tell me there's a citizen of America that has inalienable rights and all that? Oh, come on now.
Well, the continental North American States United is probably where I would describe that as. But
I'll tell you what. Send me your stuff here because this is not going where I have evidence to prove that you're absolutely wrong. I don't know what you're doing. I appreciate your going out there and fighting. You send me the evidence and we'll talk about it because I can't talk about things.
Absolutely, Ralph.
Yeah, send me the evidence.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. These several states are sovereign countries. Supreme Court said so. And if you're not a citizen of one of them, domiciled, you're screwed. I don't know where all this other stuff is. You got to be real careful when you document this stuff. Got to be black and white. So anyways, getting back to the rules of equity. I finally had to pay for it. That's fine. The new federal equity rules promulgated by the United States Supreme Court, October the 12th, ninth term, 1912, and all the way up to the latest changes up to 1933 before they did the one form of action smoke and mirrors nonsense. This was printed by James Love Hopkins with annotations and forms. 450 pages. Do you know that the federal Civil Rules of Procedure, which you can go on even on the internet, Cornell or one of them, they'll give you the crossovers from the Rules of Equity to the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. I challenge you to find the actual Supreme Court Rules of Frickin' Equity. Why is that? I went to the law library of the Federal Court of Claims, and we don't got it. It's just on the internet. We can't give. He didn't say he didn't have it. I'm to believe that he doesn't have that. We can't see this? We can't see the source rules of equity? and all those annotations and stuff? Why is that? Does that not raise a little bit of a something is rotten in Denmark? I think there's 94 rules of equity, former rules. 94 of them. I haven't even got... See, what page am I on here? I got to page... Let's see, what page is that? Page 3! I haven't even got past that yet. Because it's talking about here, the distinction of the common law and equity jurisdiction has been inexplicably and carefully defined and established. Why did they do that? The Constitution of the United States, in creating and defining the judicial power of the general government, establishes this distinction between law and equity, and a party who claims a legal title must proceed at law and may undoubtedly proceed according to the forms of practice in such cases in the state court. But if the claim is an equitable one, he must proceed according to the rules which this court has prescribed under the authority of the Act of August 23, 1842, regulating the proceedings in equity in courts of the United States. Courts of the United States, not federal courts. Courts of the United States. Isn't it amazing how they can get this stuff right? I got down to the next page. Why, first of all, why are we stuck with law and equity? Because the freaking damn Constitution of the United States hasn't been amended yet. Nobody's using it. They give it lip service. They don't use it. What does it say? It hasn't changed. Article 3, the judicial power of the United States. What's that mean? Got to be real careful because these guys are really good at it. They will put in quotation marks judicial power and leave of the United States out. Why would they do that? Or they will just say judicial power of the United States, not in quotation marks. Or they will put it in quotation marks. What's going on here? Judicial power in quotation marks of the United States is everything the government of the United States has to have the power for the government in any administrative, any issued treaties or whatever. That's fine. Judicial power of the United States is within the several damn states. It's for the citizens of the several states. These courts are limited jurisdiction. And it says shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The Constitution was ordained and established. Tribunals, the United States District Court, is constituted. They can make it up and do whatever they want. What's the other big difference? An Article 1 constituted court is strictly a statutory court, and it must abide by the statutes. The Article 3 court is a constitutional court because its authority, and it says law and equity, comes from the Constitution, not by statute. Big damn difference. Did they teach you that in civics class? Didn't teach me. The judicial power, and two, shall extend in all cases in law and equity arising under this Constitution, the laws of the United States, not federal law, and treaties made or which shall be made under their authority. That's why they're stuck with it. They can't withhold it. They can't withhold law and equity courts from us. There are none. There are no first instance Article III courts out there. The only one that looks like it is a Federal Court of Claims Article 1. But it's an Article 1 court, statutorily empowered to do common law, rules of common law and equity, which is what we're challenging right now in Mooney's case, because she dismissed it, this gal up there. We put in a standing one. They couldn't deal with that. She kept it in her office for 13 days, come back and says lack of subject matter jurisdiction. She says you can't go from a federal court to the Federal Court of Claims. Well, I read the damn brief. It says you can't go from an Article 3 court to an Article 1 court. Oh, that's why we made the Federal Court of Claims an Article 1 court, because we're claiming the United States District Courts are Article 3. Well, guess what, lady? It is not an Article 3 court. It is an Article 1 damn court. And your courts say so. and I have the records to prove it. Public damn records. Some of the books, there are very few of them in existence. I put them in these attachments. In the complaint. They're taking it as true. It's a public damn record. Read it. Can't go there. So we're going to see what she does. We have a motion to reconsider. I got to publish it yet. Been in there since Monday. I haven't got past the first page. Why is or the page three? Why? It says here, Judge Sanford in the Eighth Circuit has said the union of legal and equitable causes of action in one suit is prohibited by the revised statutes, blah, 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 and in removal when such union is permitted in state courts from which they come, the causes of action must be separated in distinctive actions at law as suits of equity in the national courts. And they give Supreme Court decisions, which is what I was looking in and researching all that out, making a module. In the national courts, legal causes of action, either on removal or original cases, must be prosecuted in actions at law where the parties have a right to a trial by jury, and causes of action in equity where the appeal may be made to the conscience of the chancellor. The federal courts may not lawfully transform by order or amendment against the objection of a defendant. You got to object to this stuff. An original action at lawsuit in equity or an original suit in equity into an action at law, because such a course of action would be subject to the defendant, would subject the defendant to a wholly different system of administrative of rights and remedies from that to which he is liable under the original process. Now, I don't know what all those different ones are yet, but I'm going to find out, because I am on I am learning. I'm reading this stuff. And I finally got my hands on it with the damn Supreme Court cases to go read. That's what I'm doing. I haven't got past this page. They've got about 10 or 12 Supreme Court cases. That's what I'm working on now. This stuff doesn't come out of the woodwork. I'm learning, folks. Yes, I was given a very good IQ, a good logic, and a damn stubborn working, I want the freaking damn truth. I don't want smoke. I want the truth. I want the rule of law. I want due process of law. I want my inalienable rights. I want what England fought so hard to get for us. And we pissed it all away. We have. Not knowingly, but we have. That's why I do what I do. That's why I have an IRS list, IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. $250 postal money order, because I'm trying to stay afloat here. Not trying to get rich. Or you can do Walmart. Or if you can't do it, you just email me and state why you can't do it, and I will add you. And if you are a member, only if you are a member, and if you provide me the means and finances, I will give you my research in a hard drive. But you have to be a member first. I'll give it away to everybody. Some of the stuff I've got, you can't find. I'll guarantee you. It's not available. I've got some books here out of 1948. There are very few in existence in the whole world. I got a couple. I got copies of them. I got them out of the Gonzaga Law Library, and I got one of them that's original. Actually, I got two, but they're marked up, thanks to a gal that gave them to me. It ain't just me in this battle. I get ideas or information from all sorts of people, but I check out what I think is valid, and I move forward. We're in trouble, folks. Can you believe that the rules of equity and the rules of common law, where are they? I have not yet got the rules of common law. I may have them, but I don't know for sure yet, because this is a slow process. It consumes hours reading these cases and understanding it, because this is OJT. Because I'm not taught any of this. I have to turn loose of what I think I know that's not so. Why did we have the rules of common law and equity? One is there's real law. There's a real injury. What a novel idea. That's why Article 3 courts can't do this administrative crap. But the Supreme Court of the United States and these other courts, there is only one Article 3 appellate court in all of the United States. The United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. There is no other bona fide Article 3 court in all of the United States. There's no constitutional courts. None. They don't exist. Back in a minute.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I'm back right now, and I just went into I'm going to try to find here. The Code of Federal Regulations was changed on April or August the 26th and the 13th. I'm going to go look at this, talking about it, and because I have access to all the Federal Register, CFRs, and all that stuff at my fingertips. Understand what's going on? Our republic's gone right now. You know why? Because we, you and me, have been conned, and we don't know who we are. If you do not have the law of the land, inalienable rights from the Creator, you're toast. We're toast. And what we're going, just like Pelosi, she's going a formal inquiry, bypassing the vote that is required to get a, quote, formal impeachment inquiry going. Oh, well, I'm just going to say it. I just say it, so all of a sudden it's true, and I'm going to issue subpoenas. Really? Miss Pelosi, I would tell you where to put it. Absolutely. I wouldn't. Rudy Giuliani, I saw where he says, I'm not going in there to Schiff. He says, he's crazy. He gets up and reads something that is not true into the congressional record. It's not even in the letter. He just made it all up and calls it a parody. And we're supposed to go along with this? This is a guy that's got an intelligence clearance? They are the enemy, domestic enemies. Every Democrat is a domestic enemy. Every Muslim is a domestic enemy. I don't care what they tell you. They will stick with their religion. It's theology. They cannot integrate if you're a Muslim. That's a fact. You can't be one or you got to be one or the other. It's not a religion. Christianity is a religion. I don't know why people can't see it. And we look at, where's all the trouble in the world? It's always the Muslims. Oh, but we invite them all in. Look what the squad of four is doing to Congress. Imagine if we had 100 of those suckers up there. God Almighty. I don't know what's wrong with people. I really don't. You put the facts in front of them and they don't want to see the facts. They don't want to see the truth. We don't have any constitutional courts in any of the several states. Why? Because there's no elections for them, folks. If you don't have an election, it's going to really be damn hard to have a public officer of the state of Texas or North Carolina. There's no elections. They're municipal entities. It's defined in the National Voter Registration Act. They're a state of the United States. That's the definition of state. And the District of Columbia are on equal footing. How can we be on equal footing with D.C.? It is not one of the several states. It's a municipal corporation. Duh. I don't know what to do to wake people up. I really don't. I have to laud Trump. I'm telling you, that man, I have so much praise for what he's doing, him and his first lady. Elegant, smart, and the family continually under attack by lies. One lie after another. Our media, it's not a media. It's a propaganda machine for the Democrats, for Satan. Anybody that will support after a child is born, or even up before it's born, to murder that child is evil. There's no getting around it. There's no excuses. They're evil. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Watch out for the Federalists, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.